Good day, everybody. Brian here from QuantLabs.net. Well, I am going to forewarn you, this will be a rant video, hopefully you'll be patient with it. I've been with Bloomberg for many years, since I've been starting to trade. I mean, Bloomberg was one of the outlets that got me into trading and really got me into what I call, everyone's into sports, but I'm into the stats of finance and stock and all that stuff. And Bloomberg's been the one. A few years ago, they started adding digital subscriptions for their services, including the news app and as well as the TV app, which is really good, still good. I think it's probably the best in industry. Right now, I think I've been with Bloomberg for a year. For the paid, I'm paying about $50 or $55 Canadian a month for it, which is very steep. It's actually more expensive than a cable TV monthly here in Toronto, Canada. So the money's not a huge issue for me, but I did have noticed that over the last year that their costs have been going down. But I've been still paying the $50. So on the weekend, they had a Black Friday deal or a Cyber Monday deal. I signed up for it. I can just tell you that right now, I will probably label Bloomberg as now not the content is really good. The customer service is trash. It's utter garbage. I still cannot log into my current account. I've emailed their ticketing system, no response since Sunday or Monday night. Today's Wednesday. I would expect them, as a paying member and being Bloomberg that they are, they would respond in at least 24 hours or make available a chat bot or something so I can say, hey, reach out. Plus, as I said, they have ads on their app. You would think that you would skip those. They're pretty annoying. The app itself with the TV app will get knocked out and you gotta get logged back in. Sometimes it will do a skip, I guess, in the stream, and you'll get repeating content, so it skips. It's really bad, and you're paying at the time $50 a month for it. So I decided to go with their deal of $250, and they had the magazine, the Business Week, which I don't think I'd really want. And I can't log in. And it's been 2 days now since I've not heard anything. So I am dumping Bloomberg because of it. It's just trash. And as a for this grown man, this old man to now start running as president and can't run a company for just basic customer service, I think he'd be one of the worst presidents known to man, despite all his accolades as a mayor and running Bloomberg. He got him credit for that. But if he's still putting his name on a business that cannot deal with the simple customer service, legitimate for paying customers, I'd wonder how he would be as a president. I think it would be a joke. So outside of that, let's look at some of the alternatives. So I have looked, I have thought about dumping Bloomberg about 6 months ago. So I have looked at some of their competitors. I will tell you, I'm not going to pay money for CNBC to watch so-called grown, really big boys fighting with each other and screaming at each other on what stock's better. To me, that's not journalism. It's just utter frat boy dirt and shite. That's just not worth watching on CNBC. It's a joke. I think it's one of the worst media outlets out there. Like I said, Bloomberg is good. It's professional, but I'm not going to pay for what I'm experiencing thus far. So the only alternatives I have right now is what I'm looking at is Reuters, which is pretty well the prime competitor to Bloomberg. They do have some options here. Apparently, these are all free. Going back to the day of Bloomberg, where Bloomberg did have a free app and did have a free TV app. So here we are. We have these as options. So let me just show you what we have here. This is on the Apple Store. People seem to like the app, and it does say here free, so give it a try, I guess. I've not tried it yet, and the other one, same with the App Store preview. It says it's free. I don't know what preview might mean, but again, it's got a decent rating. So I might make the switch over to Reuters, if that all works out. I forgot to also mention, if you are interested in these type of topics, I use Bloomberg as one of my first steps to tell newbies to get into the news. A lot of it's not to be believed, but at the other end, if you watch, read it a lot daily, like in the old days where old people used to watch, read newspapers, I think this is just as good, probably better actually. Just learning the trends of finance and really the hot capital of market flow. Because once you know where the money's going to go 3, 6 months out, that's where you get your returns. Now that I'm maybe putting out a bunch of other videos on my thoughts on trading and programming and all that fun stuff in another video. So I'll leave that for that video. But for now, I do use something like Bloomberg, or I find it very critical to understand not just watching charts and whatnot, but also knowing where things are going. Like I said, 3, 6 months out, and these media outlets are very good for that. So Bloomberg would have been it, but because of their customer service is just trash, I'm not sticking around, and I'm gonna get my money back. Now, if Reuters for some reason doesn't work out, the one I've also liked is Morningstar. It is paid, I believe, for the news. It's similar to Bloomberg. It's not as deep. They bring in some of the experts, mostly technical analysis, which is fine. But I do like this outlet as well. So it's one or the other. I would may look at Yahoo for the TV. It's not great as well. It's kind of mediocre. Here in Canada, we have on cable Report on Business, I believe. It's not very good at all. It's just like for old people or just people that don't take finance seriously. It's just, stock picking, basically. That's all it really is. But Bloomberg's always been good. It goes into very deep depths, and I've always liked it. But because of my experience as a paying digital subscriber and the lack or the trash lack of or no customer service, I just, I think it's insulting to be signed up for that, for the quality, lack of quality of the product. So we'll leave it at that. If you like this video, please like it. If you got a comment on some of the services that you like in terms of, let's say, the alternatives outside of Bloomberg. One other thing I forget to say is I have my Facebook group that's getting over 12,000 people in it. I post all kinds of stuff in it, and I have my methodologies to get news through Google, which is quite good, especially like on something like TradingView as well. So there is some good stuff out there that's free. I wouldn't rely on that totally as well. But overall, I just want to put this out there and see what people think. Also, if you got the same problems I do with Bloomberg, comment away because they need to know about this. And once a service like this, Bloomberg, goes to rat crap, I don't go back. They've lost me. All right, so hopefully I'll help you out, and we shall talk to you later, and have a good day. Thanks for watching.